This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. We have been studying in recent visits what is involved in witnessing for Christ. This is not theoretical, it's practical. I remember being asked to meet with a woman in distress. Her mother had a stroke and was in failing health in Europe. Her husband struggled with cancer for about 20 years. They had two young children. She felt torn in many different directions and couldn't respond to everything in the way she wanted to. This frustration caused her to be an emotional wreck. Within a few sentences, tears welled up in her eyes and she broke down. In her mind, her life was filled with fear and hopelessness. What do you tell someone like this? Does the gospel of Christ seem somewhat trite? Should we be afraid to say that Jesus came to address just such a situation? Is he sufficient to handle someone in this state? Yes, of course he is. But he wants, first of all, to be that person's savior. The situation is not much different than that of the Philippian jailer in Acts 16. He was ready to commit suicide. When Paul cried out from inside the prison that he and all the prisoners were still there, the jailer ran up to Paul, fell at his feet, and asked, "What do I need to do to have what you have? Peace in the face of unbearable circumstances." Paul's answer was direct and simple. "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household." Verse 31. That's it. The faith step of trusting in the Lord Jesus is foundational. Once your relationship with Jesus Christ is established, he is with you as you face every other challenge in your life.